In China, my favorite spice is huajiao and Sichuan peppers. Most of it is produced in Sichuan. In order to better experience the pleasure they bring me, my friend Adam and I came to Chengdu, Sichuan. This time, I am prepared to take him to see the true meaning of spicy. In this episode, we come to Chengdu, Sichuan, to experience the charm of this global food capital.
So, what kind of food do you like, Adam?
Washer wine, lada.
This is Chengdu, Sichuan, which is famous worldwide for its various kinds of food.
So maybe one of the goals, you could help me to get better at ordering food, because I want to try all sorts of delicious things here. But even more so, maybe I'll have, what I'd really like to do is learn how to cook this stuff. My wife loves spicy food, and if I can cook a couple of, maybe just one Sichuan dish, I know she'll never leave me. It'll save my marriage.
Okay, we'll try to get your points with your wife.
All right, deal.
The first stop, we come to People's Park. Around 9 a.m. in the morning. There were more and more people in the park. The park was full of tables and chairs. Teapots and tea sets were on the tables. Most people were leisurely drinking tea. Reading the newspaper, playing cards. Their way of drinking tea is unique. They have a large thermos that keeps refilling the cup. There are saucers under the teacup, and there is a lid on the top of the teacup. When drinking, you need to use the lid to constantly block the tea leaves from getting into your mouth. We also did ear cleaning. This is very popular in Sichuan. People use it as a way to relax. They will use professional ear cleaning tools to clean your ears. I can't stand it.
Are you nervous?
How you doing, Uncle Hansa?
So far, okay.
Oh my God.
They had some ear cleaners there. I've never seen anybody paid to clean ears. I did not like the idea of having somebody clean my ears. I cleaned them myself. I am afraid they might poke out my eardrum. But this is kind of a special thing. I don't think they really cleaned my ears. They like tickled my ears and put a tuning fork next to it and made it sound amusing. This is also my first impression of Chengdu. The people here seem to live a very leisurely life, which is different from the feeling of Beijing and Shanghai. But let's get back to the food.
If you want to really feel the soul and taste of local Sichuan cuisine, you must have a special sauce. Pixian Doubanjiang.
The sauce is very popular in the United States.
Eating Sichuan bean sauce is a gourmet delight for many Americans. Today, we finally have the opportunity to come to Pixian, the largest producer of bean sauce in China, the soul of Sichuan cuisine.
Pi County is located on the outskirts of Chengdu. It is located in a Sichuan cuisine industrial park. When we came to the factory, we went up on the roof and saw nearly 4,000 vats of bean paste in a drying area. It smelled like urine at first. Then I realized it wasn't a urine smell, but it was something that still smelled. After a while, it smelled good. There were these large pots which contained a mixture of beans and hot sauce and other things, and they were being stirred. I asked questions about it and found that they had to be stirred on a daily basis, continuously, for 2 to 6 years. And all this time, they were allowed to ferment and bask in the sun and are continually remoisturized. It became very interesting. It began to smell better after a while. Then Mr. Lee came. I was a bit concerned. I have never seen so much weight on a roof before. I was quite surprised the roof could hold so much weight. We tasted the brew and we stirred the brew. There's about 90 kilos in each vat.
This is 1+ years. It looks like this.
And it's an interesting process. When you see how things are made, you get a better appreciation for it. How does Mr. Lee turn over the bean paste? Using a large rake, press down from the edge of the tank, and then pull up from the bottom to the middle. This work is very exhausting. Master Lee has been making doubanzhang for 30 years. He has completely mastered the secrets of Pijian doubanzhang.
My question is, why do you have to do it this traditional way? I'm sure there is a machine that could do this.
They have a modern factory to make things easier. But the handmade version gives off stronger soy sauce aroma. Pijian doubanzhang is made from green broad beans, which, after becoming moldy, are mixed with two types of chili peppers. The mixture is stirred daily to keep it in contact with the air.
Ah.
After 3 to 5 years of fermentation, exposure to the sun, and moisture, the color and fragrance is finally perfected. After learning the secrets of the douban sauce, my partner Adam is very happy. But this is just the beginning. We have found a local chef, Master Hu. He is a top Sichuan chef. He will teach us how to make two well-known Chinese dishes, gongbao chicken and mapo tofu. In the kitchen, we have several different cooking places, and the head chef stands in the middle and shows us step by step how to cook everything. Everything is prepared precisely in advance and stored in the drawers below. Actually, I can make mapo tofu myself, but usually it's very simple. I just toss in some tofu and some spices and heat it up. It still tastes good, but not as good as what we made today. The process can be a little complicated, but the taste is improved greatly. We made some mapo tofu and some gongbao chicken. The presentation is also much better than when I make it at home. I just put it in the bowl, but the bowl here is more beautiful than my bowl at home, and it has a candle underneath, and so it makes it taste better.
I would toast to you if I had any booze. All right,
well,
you still got to try the chicken.
So, we have the character for kitchen. It's pronounced Chu. It comes from a Han, and it comes from a Do, what looks like a Do, and it comes from a Chun. The Do actually comes from a Ju, and that is actually a drum that stands up straight. And on the side, you have another Chu. And on the top, you have a guang, which is actually indicates that it's a building.
We belong in the Chu.
We belong in the Chu. Yeah, we're Chu experts.
Huh? 两位下午好，今天我跟两位表演一个世界上最细的一个手工面，它叫金丝面。
After mastering these two dishes, Chef Hu will show us a unique skill called the golden noodle threads. Chef Hu will roll out the dough many times until it is thin enough to see through. Then he will use a large cleaver, which is half a meter long and weighs 2 kilograms, to cut the noodles into strips.
Well, I already got a question, if you don't mind. I'm sure, if I may. First of all, is the reason why we're outside is so that nobody hears you murder us with this thing? Why do we have such a...
我们在外面是不要别人听你吓我们吗? 用这个刀子要吓人家?
这个不是吓人的,这个是我切面的哈。
1/5 of a millimeter wide. In order to demonstrate this superb skill, he is going to do it blindfolded.
Oops, there goes a finger.
Well, first of all, let's see. Okay. Got them all. Okay. Why? What are you trying to prove? Why do you do this?
为什么要蒙起来？他要证明，它就是这个功夫。就是说，我们武侠说的是功夫，我们川菜也是功夫哈，做菜也有功夫。It's
the kung fu of making food.
Oh, it smells good in there. Ni hao ma, nice bike.
After being an apprentice for a day, my stomach is growling. We came to a well-known restaurant.
Usually, when you have a famous restaurant, it is a big restaurant. This is a rather small restaurant, but it is pretty popular. And it has your usual large portions of Sichuan food, plus things that are not so well known as Sichuan. It is on a very busy street. It is a pretty busy restaurant. It's pretty small for being so well known. It was hot, but Adam apparently got something really hot, and his face just turned red, and he started sweating. And I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Daga lao jiao, Indian dian ji. Smells good though. My first reaction though is everything seems to be red. Hongzi.
Hot Sichuan is the most famous taste of Sichuan cuisine. All kinds of peppers and other spices are stir-fried to stimulate your taste buds in all directions. However, Sichuan cuisine is not just hot.
So, 这个上面的白色的是什么东西?
白糖.
This is sticky rice, and it's sweet.
它的四川菜不光有辣的，还有甜酸啊、纯甜味，对，要多吃一点那个就没有那么辣了。
All right, 谢谢。好，欢迎常来。好，谢谢。
To learn more about Sichuan cuisine, we decided to visit a more traditional restaurant where the cooking is said to be very special.
中国的这个酒文化。
The local chef, Mr. Zhang Yunfu, presented us with a Manhan feast. The meal is a strict process. First came the cold dishes, then the hot dishes, and then snacks and desserts.
Zhang老师, 你觉得川菜的最大的秘诀是什么地方?
一个是我们的基础调料，一个是我们的原料。如果把这两个问题解决了。 然后剩下的就交给时间了。
I asked Zhang Yanfu what the secret of making Sichuan cuisine is. He told us that the first is the spices, and the other is the main ingredients. Take care of these two and leave the rest to time. What impressed me most was the unusual chicken dish. The taste of this dish was very complex. After eating it, it was spicy at first, then bitter. Then sweet, then fresh. Chef Zhang told me that this was a characteristic of Sichuan cuisine, a strange combination of flavors. After drinking some of the local liquor, I was feeling pretty good. Now I have much more respect for traditional Sichuan food.
Delicious, how sure. Hey. Oh my gosh.
Uncle Hansa, can you tell us about, I don't know, the derivative of...
Well, chi is a modification of qi. It's a ko, and on the side is like a qi. A qi means air, like smell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you have a ko and a wei dao. So it's basically what you put in your mouth and what you smell. Okay. And the other word is ping, which is actually three mouths.
See, you never ping alone. Is that the idea?
Yeah,
you always
ping
as a group.
Yeah. And so it can be interpreted, well, the chur is just to fill your stomach.
Just, yeah.
And the ping is when you're eating something very fancy. You're tasting something. But my friends say that I can't ping a McDonald's hamburger.
It seems like the ping goes beyond just the food. It goes beyond the setup, the environment even, you could say.
Yeah.
And but chur is just like, put it in my food hole, right?
Yeah.
After tasting food the whole day, we decided to take a look at some Sichuan opera. It is full of life compared to other Chinese operas. It is more life-oriented and grounded. It is a portrayal of local people's life. In order to better understand, we decided to experience it personally, and once again, learn something about the art. I went there and put more makeup on my face than I've ever had in my life. It was quite interesting. It changed my whole face and facial expressions. You close your eyes, and it looks like you blink out. You open your eyes, and it looks like you really see the whole entire eye. It was interesting washing my face off. Both Adam and I had vision problems for a while, kind of like we'd been swimming in a swimming pool. Not bad, but probably I wouldn't want to do this every day. The costumes were fantastic, and we got to pretend to be in a real Chinese opera. A real Sichuan opera, and that was interesting.
Oh my gosh. This is what? This is a gong. Just as you walk.
Mr. Hu is over 50. But his body is straight and his eyes are full of life. He taught us how to walk with firm steps, firm eyes, and steady breath. In addition to firm movements, the most important thing is inner peace. This trip to Chengdu is like a dream trip. Authentic Sichuan cuisine is like a roller coaster of hot and ma, sweet and sour. In fact, food is like life. There are ups and downs, sorrows and joy. The most important thing is to slow down and learn to live. Chinese interest and pursuit of food exceeds the imagination. The interest in food far exceeds the food itself. Behind the food, there is the culture, the history, and the individual's memory. It is like a gleaming jewel that illuminates our otherwise everyday lives.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters, Season 2. I'm Uncle Hans. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can find out more at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and most other major podcast platforms, or at our website, radio.cgtn.com. See you next time.